You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 399. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. It's that time of year again where we all start to think about next year and what are our plans going to be? What are our goals going to be? How are we going to make it happen? And some people love goal planning. I absolutely do it. I'll be doing it this weekend. Others hate it because they just don't know what they should even be doing. Others feel a little bit anxious. Whatever it is, there's no need to have those feels because today I'm going to share with you some of the important factors that you want to consider when making your 2025 scaling business strategy. But before I do, I just want to share a stat with you, which when I was doing some research for this podcast, left me a little bit gobsmacked. In a recent study done by Accountancy Age, they reported that 65% of small and medium-sized enterprises lack a business plan or financial forecasts. My friend, that is 65 out of every 100 people. And we wonder why we're failing in business. We're wondering why we aren't achieving our goals because without a roadmap, we are lost. You don't get in your car and not use the GPS to get you from point A to point B if you don't know where you're going. And after being in business for 14 years, I personally understand how planning and getting the chaos from my head and onto paper is so important on so many levels. By doing this, it allows me to get clarity. It allows me to not just keep working in my business, but rather gives me the opportunity to work on my business and really step into that CEO role, which is really important for scaling. It provides me direction on where I'm going. You know, positives about having a business plan and strategy are endless. But I remember what it was like when I first started in business. I would just be doing busy work every day and nothing was really helping me grow and scale my business. And this was because I didn't have a strategy. I had no direction. And to be honest, I had no clue where even to begin. And so if you're ready to scale your business, say from 10K to 20K months or 40K to 50K months, whatever it is, you need a plan. As Benjamin Franklin said, failing to plan is planning to fail. Let's change that shit. So what do you need to consider when it starts to creating your 2025 scaling business strategy plan? And this podcast, as you know, I can't spend hours going in depth about what all these things do, but I am going in depth next week on my free 2-hour strategy and goal planning workshop, where you can again join me for free. If you're wanting to join me for free, you could head to angelahenderson.com.au. And at the very top of the screen, you will see a little banner that says register for your free spot there. And again, I will spend 2 hours with you going through everything. Now, if you can't make the free 2-hour strategy and goal planning workshop, then continue listening because I'm going to walk you through the main headers that I'm going to be talking through on the sessions next week. All right. So first thing, we have to review and reflect the 7 major mindset blocks that are impacting you from scaling your business and really what's holding you back. If we don't identify the mindset work and the inner work, then it doesn't matter what strategy I give you. You will continue to default to old patterns because you haven't got to the root of really why you're not prepared to scale. The 7 major mindset blocks that I will be talking about and going more in depth about on the 2-hour strategy and goal planning workshop next week are self-trust, self-love, worthiness, money stories and blocks, obsessive thinking, divine timing, and imposter syndrome. If any of those kind of triggered you as I was sharing those, you've got to figure out what's going on because this is the shit that's holding you back. And if it's holding you back, like I said, I cannot emphasize enough. It doesn't matter what strategy I give you because until we deal with the inner work and mindset work, everything else will fall to pieces. Quick question. Have you ever spoken at an event, felt amazing, got great feedback, and then absolutely nothing happened? No leads, no bookings, no new clients, just applause and then absolute crickets. I see it happen all the time. Not because your talk wasn't good, but because most talks aren't built to do anything. That's why I have to tell you about Booked in 20, a powerhouse workshop created by my friend Jacqueline Brooker, who is a certified speaking professional and founder of Any Given Tuesday. Jacqueline has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs turn 20-minute talks, such as panels, guest spots, networking events, into 4, 5, and 6 figures revenue. And this workshop unpacks her full framework. So whether you speak often or know you need to start speaking, this will help you turn your voice into a serious business tool. She normally charges $100 for this particular workshop, but she's joined up with me to give you the opportunity to access this completely free. Just head to the show notes at angelahenderson.com.au, click on podcast episode 443, and you'll be able to access this workshop absolutely free. And watch how your next talk changes everything. The second thing that has to happen when you start looking at your 2025 strategy for scaling your business next year is review and reflect what went well. On this particular session inside of the two-hour strategy and goal planning workshop, I dive deep into reviewing and what went well, say, for different projects, team, revenue streams, value ladders, etc. We've got to review and reflect what went well, but the next thing that we also have to review and reflect is what didn't go well. By making this space and have the opportunity to really understand and review those, what went well and what didn't go well, then allows us to understand what we will keep and what we will let go of for the upcoming year and where we will optimize accordingly for scale. Now, also, the fourth thing that we need to do when we start looking at building out our goals and strategies for 2025 is understanding what needs to be taken in consideration for each goal. There is a framework called the SMART framework that I talk about in the two-hour live strategy and goal planning workshop. However, it doesn't encompass everything that I believe that needs to be into consideration. The fifth thing is that we only want to map out 3 to 5 what I call header goals for 2025. Because underneath those header goals is then when we will map out your quarterly goals, we will then map out your monthly goals, and then we will map out your weekly goals. And this is where people do it wrong. They have all these steps or tasks, and they think those are goals, but they are not. You typically would have 3 to 5 main header goals. And then underneath of that, like I said, we will break it into the steps that are necessary for you to achieve that goal by breaking them down into quarterly, monthly, and weekly goals. And the last thing that needs to happen is action. I have often equally seen people create a business strategy plan. They are so excited, but then they do nothing with it. And why is that? Because again, they didn't go back to those 7 major mindset blocks and understand what was blocking them from them executing, optimizing, and accelerating. So I often say is if you think buying a 2025 planner is going to save you, you are wrong. A planner is going to do sweet fuck all to help you with your success in 2025. But a plan, a strategic plan, that's different. You then have your own personalized roadmap. You understand what to work on that will make the biggest difference and get you the biggest ROI. You will be calmer and you will step into that CEO role. And as I said, next week, I'm going to go deeper into planning your 2025 scaling business strategy on my 2-hour strategy and goal planning workshops. Again, these sessions are free and I've put hundreds and hundreds of women through these sessions every year. There are going to be 2 different days to choose from, Tuesday or Thursday. So if you're wanting to get additional support in mapping out your 2025 scaling business strategy, then make sure you head to angelahenderson.com.au. And at the very top of the page, you will see the strategy and goal planning banner. Click there to grab your spot for either Tuesday or Thursday. I hope this information has started to get you thinking about what you need to consider for creating your 2025 scaling business strategy. And I can't wait to see you next week on either the Tuesday or Thursday free 2-hour planning session. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.